Clement Magnatella
on 702.
Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
Seven minutes after 11 o'clock, Dumelang, welcome to, it's the final hour already of the Clement Magnatella show. Time flies when you're having fun, right? Except this is not just fun, but it's a reminder of the sad state of affairs. We're broadcasting live from Soweto in Clip Town this morning. We're talking about the state of our infrastructure. It's been vandalized, it's collapsed, the theft of cable, theft of railway tracks, and that is having an impact really on our broader economy, far apart from the inconveniences that you and I would ordinarily have. We've spoken to the MEC of Transport, focusing on road infrastructure. We've spoken to the acting CEO of Rail at Prasa, talking about what they are doing to refurbish some of the stations. I want us to discuss now electricity infrastructure, because that's also quite critical. And if we are critical about economic growth, we need to be serious about sorting out cable theft, ensuring that even people who go and replace some cables in communities are kept safe. So we've got the spokesperson for City Power, Isaac Mangena. The CEO was supposed to join us, but the CEO has been held up. And Isaac, thank you so much for coming through to stand in for the CEO. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement, and good morning to the listeners, and thanks for having us.
So we've been seeing the rising cases of cable theft and illegal connections, and this affects the city's economic growth. We talk about illegal connections and how they cause damage to power infrastructure, and you are spending a lot of money as City Power, and we'll get to that shortly. I want you to first talk to me about this hotel that you are looking at, the Soweto Hotel. It's been without power for about 4 months. You've had to go in to use the bathroom, and you told me you were using your torch.
Yeah.
What's going on? Why isn't this part of Clip Town and the hotel have power?
The hotel doesn't have power because of partly because of the challenges that we are facing in this area of Clip Town. The issues of vandalism of our infrastructure, the issues of cable theft around by the Squatter informal settlements that is just across the railway line, but also the fact that with them basically illegally connecting electricity to our network here at the hotel, they basically vandalize it and ensure that they connect themselves underground. So that infrastructure downstairs, which was supposed to provide electricity to the hotel, is actually completely vandalized, and so we need millions to basically get it back up. We've got supply currently up to a certain end on the other side of the street, where we are looking at basically tapping into that to ensure that we supply the hotel while we're doing with its own internal network. We're working with the Department of Economic Development in that regard, because of they are basically the owners of this area, so that we can be able to look at how to basically first finance that operation, but also how to protect this infrastructure going forward, because you can see even now there's no security around this area. Ours is to provide electricity, but in terms of issues of how do we secure that infrastructure after we've the tracks have rolled out, that needs to be basically dealt with by the hotel and the Department of Economic Development.
And how are they dealing with that? Because part of the problem is that sometimes when your officials are coming into communities because of power stations, station lines that have problems that they need to fix or replace cables, they themselves, their lives are at risk. So that makes it really tricky to even re-establish electricity in many of the communities. So how are you dealing with that issue of security when it comes to your officials?
Let me first start with this one. I don't know how many times we came here to basically address the issue of illegality that is happening around here. We basically had several operations to cut illegal connections here. As you can see outside, there are bare wires, spider webs of wires, basically people illegally connecting themselves into the Squatter Camber Cross, which means that the infrastructure itself is going to be damaged. There's going to be overloading. There are electrocutions. Kids have already died around here because of being electrocuted. So we've had those instances where our guys, when they are doing operations to cut off, we actually shot at right here. with the police and the JMPD around. Obviously, often we are outgunned by these criminals, and so it's getting very difficult for us. And when you also talk about our team's lives in danger in the areas where they need to operate, we have instances recently where our technicians were held at gunpoint, where our technicians were robbed of their cell phones, their laptops, and even their toolboxes in those areas. And it's really making it difficult for us as City Power to basically fulfill our mandate of providing electricity. And you cannot have a situation where our people are robbed by the very same communities that we are supposed to basically be saving. So it's a very serious problem that we are facing, Clement. And I really think that there is a talk that needs to be had with communities around this, because immediately when you don't come to repair or respond to their calls, and when they say they don't have electricity, they start protest. They are first to be the ones to start protesting and burning tires and say we don't have electricity. So those are some of the issues that we really need to talk about.
Just and I'm going to take some calls. 011-883-0702. Maybe you live around the community of Cliptown, the informal settlement here. I think the one is called Freedom Charter. I spoke to the community leader earlier. Give me a call. How bad is it, really? And as a community member, how do you respond when your fellow community members are busy taking officials, whether it's officials from Eskom, officials from City Power, who are here to try and reestablish power, to replace some of the cables? And as a community, how are you dealing with that? As I said earlier, we cannot fold our arms, right? We all have to do something to safeguard our infrastructure. Isaac, I want you to help our listeners understand how illegal connections cause damage to the broader power infrastructure. Because yes, they get the benefit of not paying for the electricity, but the impact is actually quite greater and it's costly.
Yes, indeed. I mean, illegal connection is a serious a problem within the city of Johannesburg, not only here in Cliptown. It's one that really does not start with City Power, because it basically starts with informal settlements being erected across the city. The Johannesburg on its own is very attractive to people who are looking for jobs, people who are coming to schools and so forth. And when they come to Johannesburg and they don't have a place to stay, they find an open area, they set up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 thousand shacks late a month later, and from there they want a connection point for electricity where they will basically connect. On a last count, we had about 231 informal settlements across the city of Johannesburg. Most of those do not have electricity, and most of them are not formalized by the Department of Housing. So it gets difficult for us, because when we go in those areas to try and basically cut off illegal connections, the community will say, but we have been here for over 10 years and we don't have electricity. Why don't you electrify us? And I must say, it will work on in the city of Johannesburg and City Power's favor if we can electrify all those 231 informal settlements, because in that way we will be able to get some revenue out of it. We'll be able to basically plan properly, know that this is the amount of capacity that we need to give to that kind of a community. Currently, we've got capacity for this hotel and Pimville, but when you've got 5 informal settlements with 10,000 people staying in there, it means that they'll tap into that and there'll be overloading of the network, explosions of the mini substations and transformers. And we have been spending a lot of money basically replacing all those, that kind of infrastructure annually.
So why are those communities not being given that electricity infrastructure?
There are some that we are basically targeting in this financial year to basically electrify, but the process of electrification starts at the Department of Housing, Human Settlements. They need to proclaim those areas. They need to approve the settlements, because we cannot go and electrify someone who's basically occupying Clement Manyathela's land or government land or private land
or
the rail tracks. They will basically say, come and electrify us, whereas when they're actually building on top of the rail track. There are many, actually. In fact, even the Freedom Charter, if I'm not mistaken, I think they are occupying Transnet land. So we cannot go and electrify them until that process of housing, whether housing will buy that land and basically turn it into human settlements, or either way, then they will call us and they say, City Power, you can basically come in and ensure that you electrify these people. There is a certain grant that they'll provide to municipalities to ensure that we do the electrifications. So that process is something that starts there. And communities don't know. They always march to City Power to say we want electricity, whereas actually there is a process that they really need to follow for us to do that. Like I said, we would like to basically have all these people electrified so that we deal with issues of vandalism, we deal with issues of cable theft. Most of the cables that run across to that area are actually the cables that have been stolen, the ABC cables, that have been stolen from streetlights. So it means that there's a community that whose streetlights are not working because of they wanted to use those aluminium cables for illegal connections.
So clearly there are people who electrify even in formal settlements that have not yet been registered, and you can't start the process of electrifying them. Who are they? I don't know. What do we call the people who steal electricity? There was that ad. Are police getting these people, Isaac? Because if there's an informal settlement here, but you can provide electricity because they have not been registered yet, or maybe they've occupied, I don't know, Prasa's land, there must be someone then who's responsible for electrifying that community. Are we getting these people and prosecuting them?
You are right, Clement. Our core mandate is to provide electricity, not to provide security on the infrastructure per se. The expectation is that the police would basically have a unit of some sort to basically deal with this. And I think we are moving to that direction with this establishment of essential infrastructure task force that was established.
I don't know why they're only doing that now, but sure.
Exactly. I mean, this problem has been there like 2016, 2017, 2018, that's when we started to see an increase in that. But we are actually starting to see some arrests happening. We basically, like this past weekend, there were about six people that were arrested in Johannesburg who were found basically either connecting themselves illegally on the network and also those that were basically stealing our cables. We had about 40 incidents of cable theft this past weekend alone. You can imagine it means that 40 communities did not have electricity because someone decided that we need to just basically go in and ensure that we deal with that. But I think this task force and the local police should really be able to track some of these people. We saw in Kaisens a few weeks ago when we went in, we managed to basically even get to a storage. They've got their own storage where they put mini transformers, they put even cables. That's the community. It means somebody's basically running that, and these people, and you also have those that are actually making, so they invest infrastructure by stealing our infrastructure and basically make sure that when they get to the community, to the informal settlements, they connect these people and then rent out electricity to these people. So each shack will basically pay about 300 rand to that person for electricity every month, electricity that he's actually stealing. From City Power. So those are like what I can call low-lying fruits. Police can easily arrest those people because you will have someone who basically pays this electricity every month, and they can actually show you this is where I pay my electricity every month. So I think we are actually, in terms of our strategies with the police, basically moving towards that direction where we think we really need to start arresting, prosecuting, and ensure that, you know, the sentencing fits the crime, because this is really an economic sabotage.
It is.
Because if we are not able to provide electricity in the city of Johannesburg, which is supposed to be the economic hub of South Africa or even the region, SADC region, it means that you're basically collapsing the economy.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think we were not hard enough in terms of ensuring that those people are prosecuted and sentenced accordingly.
No, there are clearly, from where I'm looking at it, some failures in the work that the police could do. They will be launching, by the way, they'll be launching the Economic Infrastructure Task Team. I'm told that it's going to be launched next month. My question is, why is a task team of this sort only being launched now, when issues around the theft of infrastructure, vandalism of infrastructure have been happening for so long? Isaac, my last question is the danger of these illegal
You can see that it's a lot. It's actually an increase with about 5 from the previous financial year in terms of that. So it's a very serious thing. But secondly, you mentioned the couple that died in Crosby.
Yeah.
in that area, over and above the illegal connections that are happening, the vandalism of the infrastructure basically short circuits our network. Mm. So the circuit just malfunctions, and you get a situation where customers have got higher or lower than normal power coming into their house. You sometimes get shocked by your door, by your gates,
yeah,
and even your taps, your shower taps. So in that instance, we found, obviously, in terms of our investigation, that actually the formalized housing themselves,
yeah,
are actually bypassing our meters, and as such, there were issues in terms of the earth leakage is not working, and as such, that's why we had that unfortunate incident of a couple basically getting electrocuted. So that's a serious problem that we're having. But obviously, when you do illegal connections, you vandalize the infrastructure. It means the investments that we are putting in. Last year alone, we invested about 920 million rands in maintaining and basically refurbishing our infrastructure. This year, we are putting it at 1.2 billion rands that we will be spending in terms of maintaining our infrastructure. But it really needs to go to the maintenance of critical infrastructure like substations, not for us to basically be replacing stolen cables or even stolen mini substation doors and such things.
Yeah, sure. I just can't believe how sometimes we are low unto ourselves to this extent. Thank you so much for making time. Isaac Mangena is with City Power. It's 24 minutes after 11.